The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union leadoff show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Good afternoon and welcome in to high school softball. Dave McCurley, Chris Roberts, Michael Giddens, and also Steve Sawyer with me. We'll head back to Fayetteville in a little bit for the conclusion of that two-game series in baseball. Right now you've got the Childersburg Tigers as they come to this beautiful B.B. Comer softball complex here just down from B.B. Comer High School. It is B.B. Comer and Childersburg as we get set for softball right here in just a few moments. And we'll have the starting lineups and all of the first pitch here when we come back. You're listening to it right here on Kicks 100.3.
Are pests bugging you? Whether it's at home or at work, the trusted team at Alabama Termite and Pest Control has you covered. We offer comprehensive pest control, including rodents, termites, bugs, wasps, and hornets. Plus, we've been voted the best pest control in the Coosa Valley for 4 years running. Get a free termite treatment estimate today. Call Christy, Tony, Eddie, John, or Jeremy at 256-378-6903 or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg, serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties. Worried about pests invading your space?
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen.
Whether you're looking for a spacious family home or a tiny home for a big lifestyle, Atkinson Homes in Childersburg has the perfect solution for you. With energy-efficient homes from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier, our 3-, 4-, and 5-bedroom homes offer comfort and style. Atkinson Homes makes it easy with financing options including home loans, FHA, VA, and land and home packages. Plus, enjoy peace of mind with our 1-year warranty and on-site maintenance technician. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Discover a place that brings your group closer together. Quality time, quality team building, quality memories, Majestic Caverns, the official team builder sponsor of the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Welcome back to B.B. Comer Softball Complex here, and I bring in Chris Roberts with me alongside myself, Dave McCurley, and getting ready for this area contest. But I want to talk about this this facility here, first of all, Chris. You know, we're up in the press box, and it probably echoes a little bit because it's so huge up here. This is state-of-the-art. This is what, you know, when you think about football and baseball, outside sports, press boxes like these and this facility is just what the doctor ordered. And I tell you, your daughter, Jessica Owen, the head coach here, got to be very proud to be the first coach to ever coach on this field.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they really spared no expenses with it. I mean, there's been a lot of places to play girls softball when Jessica was a kid and then growing up and even in college. This is probably about the nicest place I've been for a high school facility, especially since it's a 2A or lower. Yeah. A lower, most time you don't get that.
And not a private
no
school.
No lights.
Right.
This has LED lighting. It's a nice facility.
I mean, it's nice. And, you know, you talked about lights. It's so funny you mentioned that because tomorrow Childersburg's baseball team goes to Midfield. And they defeated Midfield Tuesday 15-0, and chances are they should beat Midfield tomorrow at 4:30. But if they don't and have to go to game three, Midfield has no lights. Wow. I don't know what they'll do. I really don't. I've never been in that situation, but hopefully Coach Donahue and the guys can get it done. But here you look across the right field fence. You see the baseball field there, Larry White Field, and then you see the school and, of course, the steeple from what is now Mount Zion. You and I grew up with Mignon Baptist Church over there, so you're right in the heart of Mignon here at B.B. Comer. But talk about this softball team, a young team that your daughter has. And, by the way, daughter's going to make you a grandpa for the fourth time.
Yeah. Come July, Aspen Caroline will be, Aspen Christine will be here. So we're going to go from none to four in 18 months. So that's going to be we got twins.
Jump.
We just
our jump on ones. And hang in.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's we're excited about it. And, you know, Jessica's young. I mean, they're one senior on the team. I don't have exactly her ages, but we had her in the county tournament, and I believe Robbie told us they started one senior, a couple of juniors, and from there it's either sophomore, freshman, or seventh and eighth graders, and they're starting pitchers in eighth grader, I believe. Most the seventh and eighth graders are pitching, so
yeah,
they're super young.
And doing well. I mean, they done well in the county tournament. We had them against Childersburg up at Childersburg in the county tournament. They fared well. Ended up, I think that was 7-4 or something like that, but they did well. But they got them at home here today, and, of course, a beautiful day for high school softball, and we're just about set to get underway. I'll come back after a timeout, and we will have your starting lineups for you as we look out there at the First Baptist Church of Childersburg scoreboard. How about that? A brand-new scoreboard at a brand-new facility. Great to have that along here. We'll be back with your starting lineups and first pitch. B.B. Comer hosting Childersburg right here in softball on the Tiger Sports Network.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College. Proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Patayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick.
Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no.
A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is proud to be a part of Childersburg High School Athletics on Kix 100.3. Our department provides opportunities for the community through sports, senior events, community celebrations, and event reservations. For more information, go to childersburg.rec-desk.com.
Discover a church where community feels like family. Hi, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Every Sunday, we come together to celebrate faith, friendship, and love. Join us for Sunday school at 9:15, worship at 10:30, and Wednesday night Bible study at 6 p.m. Our music is a mix of Southern gospel and contemporary music. Matt Hillier is here to help you grow spiritually and connect with others through discipleship. You're invited to come this Sunday and experience the warmth and joy of First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Your new family is waiting.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Well, I'll give you the starting lineups for both of these teams. First of all, for the visiting Childersburg Tigers, their head coach is Cam Mazzell in his third year here at the helm of Childersburg. Matty Brooks will lead off. And by the way, I think that I found this out after our last broadcast that we had them on. She finally got the offer that she wanted. She will be going to AUM to play infield, and that's going to be not next year, but the year after. Hard to believe she's just a junior. But she'll lead off and play shortstop. Kelsey Kelly out in center field will bat second. Alaysha McKinney will bat third and play right field. Deanna Swain will be the DP. She will bat cleanup. Lexi Smith batting fifth, catching. Taraji Jones batting sixth over at third. Batting seventh is going to be Shakira Harrison. She'll play first base. Batting eighth will be Giovanna Guerrero. She will be playing second base. And Nakia Marbury will round out the hitting lineup. She will be playing left field, batting ninth and batting, in the 10th spot, but doing the pitching tonight will be Jade Landers. For the homestanding B.B. Comer Tigers, they are coached by Coach Jessica Owen. They will start with Georgia Yoder playing center field. Batting second will be Kylie Harrison playing shortstop. Nima Holly over at left field will be batting third. The cleanup hitter at first base is Lacey Liner. Cody Curtis bats fifth and catches, and batting sixth will be Sydney Cosper playing third base. Batting seventh will be Madison Hall over at second base. Batting eighth will be Chloe Smith. She's the DP. Batting ninth will be Mackenzie Hall playing right field and playing in the field, or actually pitching but not batting, will be Tyler. So we'll have the first pitch for you when we come back. You are listening to the Tiger Sports Network.
As we celebrate 75 years of service, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to everyone who has helped shape Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. From our dedicated board and staff to our loyal members and supportive communities, we are honored to be part of your financial journey. Together, we're building a future where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know that CVMC now offers a full retail pharmacy? Coosa Valley Apothecary offers easy prescription transfers, convenient location, and low prices every day. Whether you need a prescription filled, are looking for over-the-counter products, or just have questions for our pharmacists, stop in for the personalized service of an independent, community-based pharmacy. Avoid a second stop after your hospital discharge with the Meds to Bed service. It allows you to fill your prescriptions before you go home. Coosa Valley Apothecary, located conveniently on the ground floor of Coosa Valley Medical Center.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
Childersburg High's home for Friday nights and Auburn University's home on Saturdays. This is Coach Hugh Freeze, and you're locked into Hit Kicking Country, Kicks 100.3.
We'll lead things off in the top of the first inning, Childersburg at bat, and they'll send Maddie Brooks and then Kelsey Kelly and Alicia McKinney to the plate, and they'll be facing left-handed throwing Chloe Smith. And Maddie steps in, and we're ready to roll on a beautiful evening for high school softball. And there is ball one to start this game off. Coach Cam Mazzell down in the box at third. Chloe in the circle, and here's ball two.
You know, when Jessican played, when B.B. Comer played Childersburg in the county tournament, they did a very good job against Maddie in that first game when they played him.
Yep. And you really, to be honest with you, she takes ball three. She had an incredible tournament at the plate. She hit two home runs, hit two more off the fence. And B.B. Comer was really, like I said, the only team that kept her in check. And on four pitches, she's on first base. And I tell you one thing she does have that a lot of people underestimate. She can hit and throw and field, and she can pitch. But that young lady can really motor around these bases.
Yeah, she runs them properly and gets a good jump.
The angles.
Yes, she takes every step right.
She knows how to slide. I mean,
absolutely, she does.
She's just a great softball player.
She's a good athlete.
Yeah.
Like we talked about before.
Here's Kelsey Kelly squaring the bunt. They'll try to throw Madison out, and there's a head slide Pete Rose style into second base. It's a good throw by Cody, but just a little late. So a runner at second now. Nobody out for Kelsey Kelly here in the first inning. As Shade has gotten over most of this field from the left side. Right field still in the sun, and that'll be probably a problem for the next, I'd say, 30, 40 minutes trying to look into that sun out there. One ball and one strike to Kelsey Kelly. That one's outside, and it's 2-1.
You know, when they played them the first time in the county tournament, we only walked one person in the entire game.
Yeah.
You know, Chloe pitched against Fayetteville and against Comer back-to-back and had only one walk in two ball games.
Kelsey Kelly hitting a line shot down the first base side, and that's going to slice foul. Two balls and two strikes now on the center fielder for the Tigers, the Blue Tigers. We're all Tigers today. Two outside, 3-2. And you got to stay. You mentioned the walks. You really just got to stay away from the walks. If they hit you, they hit you. You know, walks just really seem. It doesn't matter if it's baseball or softball. They hurt you.
No, that's correct.
It's a foul ball out of play.
You can't defend a walk.
No. And you put yourselves in bad positions. You know, if somebody gets a base hit on you, you tip your hat to them and you go on. But it's okay, a walk here and there, but, many will get you in trouble. And that is a called strike three to Kelsey Kelly.
Nice pitch.
Yeah, great pitch by
Maddie took third.
Chloe, and Brooks is over at third. And that's going to bring up Alicia McKinney, the right fielder. Coach Mazzell. She pops whoop up on the back of the infield, and camping under it out there at shortstop is Kylie Harrison for out number two. So leadoff girl gets on for Childersburg and is over at third, and it's up to Deanna Swain as to whether or not they're going to get her home.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm going to – I don't know what Cam's going to do, but with Maddie's speed, any ball gets passed. If the ball were to get passed, she's coming home.
She is going to come home, and there's a ground ball down to second. Misplayed there, and that will score the run. And just
go ahead. We talked about this in the county tournament, too. Against a team like Chilsburg that's going to put the ball in play, outs have got to be outs.
Yes,
you cannot give extra outs, and that's what the Lady Tigers from Comer just did, and it cost them a run. They get out of the run; they're fisting to be out of this inning right here with nobody scoring for Childersburg with a leadoff runner standing on third.
And now, if you're not careful, there's a pop up on the infield. Lexi will put that away at first base, and that'll do it for Childersburg. They get one run, they get no hits, a couple of mishaps in the infield, but. Cost them one run, but that could have been a lot worse. So they'll go to the bottom of the first. Will B.B. Comer. They'll come to bat, trailing 1-0. I'll update you on the Fayetteville Wolves baseball team and hopefully Sylacauga as well. When we come back, you're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Looking for a career that's not only high quality but also eco-friendly? Ineos in Childersburg has been at the forefront of innovation since 2005, producing top-notch lubricants while staying committed to our planet. Join us as we lead the way into the future of technology and sustainability. Ready to make an impact? Visit us at 100 Nippon Drive or head to the Talladega Career Center and apply today. Ineos USA, where your career drives innovation and positive change.
Why should your business join the Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce? Networking. Chamber members have the opportunity to host and attend mixers and other chamber networking events. The chamber can connect you to the people you need to know. For more information, visit us at gcvchamber.com.
La Piñata Mexican Grill has Taco Tuesday specials starting at $1.99, plus Michelob Ultra, bottle and draft, only $2.99 all day. La Piñata, on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at piñatamexicangrill.com.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos USA in Childersburg. Ineos USA, the leading provider of advanced motor oils and lubricants designed to enhance engine performance and efficiency. Learn more and apply today at ineos.us/careers.
Welcome back to BB Comer Softball Complex as the Lady Tigers will come to the bottom of the first inning, batting for the first time. They'll face Jade Landers. I'll give you the Childersburg defense as we get set for that. Starting out in left field is going to be for Coach Cam Mazzell will be Nikaya Marbury. In center field will be Kelsey Kelly. Over in right, Alicia McKinney. Around the horn, it'll be Taraji Jones at third and Maddie Brooks at short. That's a pretty strong left side of your infield where a lot of ground balls get hit. And, of course, at second base, Giovanna Guerrero, and at first base, Shakira Harrison. Behind the plate will be Lexi Smith. And on the circle for Coach Mazzell today is going to be Jade Landers. She's a young pitcher herself, and she did pretty good in the county tournament as well. Pitched several innings and just gave out of gas one time. It'll be Georgia Yoder, Kylie Harrison, and Nima Holly to face her here in the first inning. And here is Georgia Yoder. And that one bounces up there, 1-0. Good-looking day for softball. And then tomorrow there'll be a lot of baseball around. And then Saturday, don't forget, Final Four action right here on Kicks 100.3, the Auburn Tigers and the Florida Gators. At 5:10 tip, airtime for Andy Burcham and crew will be around 4:30. That ball missed outside. 2-0 now to Yoder. That one's 3-0.
Good patience.
Yeah, and you know, Childersburg in the top of the first, Maddie Brooks walked on four pitches and came around to score on an error. So maybe Comer looking to do the same. Up 3-0 here. On the leadoff batter. That one's across there, 3-1. A lot of people here for the softball game, and rightfully so. That one's across there, too, 3-2. I'm going to say this about Jessica, your daughter, who's head coach. She does things. To me, she's one of the only head coaches I know that gets in the first base box and allows Coach Curtis over there in the third, and it's a different look.
Well, that is because she has our grandchild coming.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of line drives hit to third base, and that's
– But she's also here.
She's
close to the first base dugout
that's
as
right.
well. And Georgia Yoder gets a walk to lead things off.
I don't know who Childersburg played on Tuesday.
They played, give me a minute. They played Fayetteville on Tuesday and beat Fayetteville 12-8. Trying to get her out at second, and they do. Nice throw by Lexi Smith. I mean, that was right on the money.
Yeah, that was a good throw.
Maddie Brooks never moved her glove. She caught it and applied the tag as she caught it. So, score that 2-6 in your book for out number one, and I think it's 1-0 now on Kylie Harrison. She bloops one over to third, and that's going to be put away by Taraji Jones. So quickly now, there's two outs.
The depth, you know, being an area game too, Cam Mazzell has the – he has a luxury of having three starters that he could go to.
Oh, yeah.
His ace is at short, the young lady at third. He's deep in pitching.
Yeah, and I will tell you this. He's got a couple more that if he actually needed to, can. The McKinney girl out in right field can pitch as well.
I remember when I was president of girls softball, she was learning to pitch when she was 8, 9, 10 years old. And
there's a little swinging bunt to Taraji Jones, and nice play by Shakira Harrison over at first base. And that'll do it for BB Comer. They get a walk and get caught stealing. And the next two go in order. So 1-0 Childersburg as we go to the top of the second inning when we come back. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Looking for adventure? Majestic Caverns in Childersburg is calling your name. Experience stunning laser light shows and step back in time with our Legends Cave Tours. Book an overnight epic adventure in the cave, conquer an underground team building challenge, or explore our thrilling attractions with family and friends. From gemstone panning to fire juggling performances, there's something for everyone. Come for the history, stay for the adventure. Visit MajesticCaverns.com to plan your epic experience today.
Stop by or drive through today. Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga offers fast, friendly service and a convenient drive-through to get what you need quickly. From prescriptions to over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season, they've got you covered. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
For 24-hour roadside assistance and towing in the Sylacauga and Chelsea surrounding area, turn to Merkle's Anytime Towing, the official towing company of the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
We'll come back to action, and Taraji Jones will foul one back into the screen off of Chloe Smith. Shakira Harrison will wait on deck. Infield in at the corners and back at other normal depth. That one's high, 1-1.
This young lady back for Chillsbury right here in the county tournament, she does not get shorted on her swings.
No, sir. I mean, I've seen her hit one against Fayetteville one night at the third baseman they had, and I really was worried because it bounced up and hit the girl in the chest, and I'm like, I mean, it was a bullet. She really can hit the ball. That one's low, 2-1. She pops one down the left field line, going to be foul as it reaches the grass, 2-2. And just a beautiful day for softball, baseball. And, you know, Michael Giddens and I talked on my morning show this morning. Poor old Atlanta Braves, they're 0-7. They're the only team in major leagues that hadn't won a game. Good pitch by Chloe Smith and a swing and a miss by Taraji Jones. And that's out number one here in the second inning as the Braves, as we mentioned, I don't think they come home yet. I think they have two more road games before. Or do they come?
I think they open tomorrow at home, don't they?
Okay.
Yeah.
With the Marlins? Okay. Somebody's car alarm going off. I think they got it. And there's a swing and a miss by Shakira Harrison. Now, I'm going to tell you this, too. This young lady doesn't get cheated on anything swinging the bat either.
The Lady Tigers from Chillsburg, they barrel the ball. You don't see them miss hit very many. They barrel the ball up very well.
And I'm going to be honest with you. That comes from that hitting facility they have out there in left field now. They really go out there and work at it. Not that any other teams don't, but everybody's not, you know, they're not accustomed to having that at their practice field everywhere, you know.
Well, and the biggest part of that is, too, it's also covered.
Yeah.
So even if it's raining, Jess can have a new batting cage here.
Right.
But the covered facility Chillsburg has out there with double cages in it.
last thing about it, and as that one misses and it's 2-2 on Shakir Harrison, it's the same way with Coach Donahue and the baseball team at Chillsburg. They've got that kind of covered hitting facility that's named after, you know, Danny Smith's son who tragically died. But I got to tell you this, if it rains at school, you know, used to when it rained, you thought practice is canceled. No, you go out and hit.
That's right.
And that's the difference. So they'll you know, we'll get that here too. It's just going to take a little time. That one bounces up in the dirt, 3-2. But this is such a beautiful field. I'm waiting for the day somebody hits one down the left field line through the window of that house out there. And there's a swing and a miss by Shakira Harrison and the third strikeout of the game for Chloe Smith. It's out number two here. Somebody might be watching TV in there and get a foul ball or a home run in the window.
They had one Clay Central, just by Clay Central last year, and they had a girl that hit about 2 feet from that house.
Here's a ball inside to Giovanna Guerrero. Plays second base for Coach Cam. Two outs, nobody on. That one misses as well, 2-0. I mean, when I came up here for the first time yesterday to just check things out, I'm like, man, this is like the Taj Mahal of press boxes.
It's nice.
It really is. 1-2. And I will say this, new press box over at the baseball field, that double-decker white building there, you got the concession stand on the bottom and upstairs for the top. We're going to see about widening that window up there where a lot more people can get, you know, access. And that one's in there to Guerrero, 3-1. But lots going on over here at B.B. Comer, and eventually they're going to have their own football field. That's high to Guerrero in the second walk of the game for Chloe. And remember, the first one came home to score the one run, the only run of the game. So now you'll get to the ninth spot in the order, and that's Takaya Marbury. Left-handed hitting, and that's outside, 1-0.
She's quick. We watched her.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
she is the one on the ground. You better come up throwing.
If it takes an extra bounce, you don't – there's – she's there.
2-0. She's got a good-looking stance at the plate, too. 3-0 now as Chloe missed outside with that one.
She needs to battle back right here because standing on deck, I would not want.
It's scary, isn't it?
Well, you know, she's going to hit the ball. Maddie's going to hit the ball, and we keep saying that, but she's ever more dangerous with runners on base with the home run power.
Well, and not only that, you can't walk her because of Kelsey Kelly's
right behind her. That's exactly right.
And that is a walk to Dekaya. So now you've got two back-to-back walks with probably the best hitter in the county coming to the plate in Maddie Brooks. She walked and scored her first time. There's a line shot back into center. Giovanna is going to try and score.
She's out.
And she's there. I think they just missed the tag.
It's a good throw, good relay.
Was good cutoff and relay from center to short. And the Tigers lead it 2-0 and moving all the way up to second and third is that speed you talked about with Takaya Marbury. And now a hit scores two more runs.
Coach Mazzell at third. When she scores and run by, he said, slide. He was telling her slide.
You better be careful with Kelsey Kelly here, though. And that's why. And they don't throw her out at first. Childersburg will score the third run of the game. Moving to third will be Maddie Brooks. And that was a hot shot down there to second base. And Hall just couldn't clean it. fielded cleanly, and it's now 3-0. And now Alaysha McKinney will come to the plate.
And Alaysha's going to put the ball in play, too.
She actually flied out to shortstop her first time. Childersburg got one in the first, two here in the second. And they're threatening for more. It's now Kelsey Kelly on second and Maddie Brooks on third. That one's inside, 2-0. I said I was going to update the Fayetteville Wolves. Not sure if I did. They won game one, 18-2. Boy, and that one just off the end of the bat for Alaysha, 2-1. So Fayetteville forces a game three against Woodland. They've split the first two and got a feeling you're probably going to see McDaniel on the mound for Coach Collier and then probably go back to Cantrell, who's got time left this week too. Drilled down the left field line. That's trouble. And that's off the fence and it's fair. Two runs will score. And McKinney just missed a three-run dinger.
Absolutely hit the bottom of the fence, and it was a pretty good. It was a good pitch. It was on the inside part on her hands. She just got around on a good place. I mean, it's inside, and she just turned on it, kept it in fair territory.
So it's now 5-0 in favor of Childersburg with Deanna Swain coming to the plate.
You know,
appreciate. I was going to say, I appreciate Michael Giddens getting over here just in case I wasn't going to get here in time. Go ahead, Chris.
We talked about it in the first before we started. Errors and walks and unearned runs. Four of Childersburg's runs have come off of two errors.
Yep.
It should be one. I mean,
really should be 1-0 mm-hmm. right now going in the bottom of the second inning.
That's exactly right.
High and inside. And I think
that was tight.
Yeah, I think Deanna Swain, she kind of lost her balance and fell down, but she's okay. One ball, one strike. Runner at second is McKinney. Outside 2-1. She's, when I say she, I'm talking about Chloe Smith. She's gotten behind batters this inning, and that's one thing as a pitcher that you don't want to do. Continuously. That one ripped out into center field and misplayed out there. And coming around to score is going to be McKinney. She hesitated, and I thought Coach Mazzell over there at third was going to have a coronary.
Yeah.
That's another person on second base now, and the ninth person in this order this inning is coming to the plate. And Lexi Smith. It's now 6-0. The Tigers have scored five times here in the second inning. Swing and a miss by Lexi. 0-1.
And all five runs are two outs.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, but this, I'm trying to keep in mind, too, that this B.B. Comer Lady Tiger.
They're young.
Softball team is just don't have the experience of these Tigers. And here's something else you got to remember, too, is that one misses and it's 1-1. They stepped up from 2A to 3A.
That's right.
That's a big jump. And you know, ask Thorsby. They'll tell you the same thing. Because Comer and Thorsby were in the same area last year in 2A.
And they just followed them.
That swing and a miss, and it's one ball and two strikes to Lexi Smith. To Raji Jones, who struck out to start this inning. She and Shakira Harrison struck out. Like I said, it was two outs and nobody on, and then walks. A couple of walks, and then they hit by Brooks, they hit by Kelly, they hit by McKinney and Swain, and all of a sudden you find yourself down 6-0 here. That one's high and it's run full on Lexi Smith, 3-2.
With any young team, there's growing pains.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think Chloe's only an eighth grader.
Mm-hmm. She is. Fly ball out into center field. Don't know if anybody will get to it.
She's a seventh grader.
Seventh grader. I thought she was eighth. But hey, that's even meaner.
Absolutely.
As Deanna Swain will score on the hit by Smith, and Tigers now lead it 7-0, and they batted around here in the second inning. That'll bring up Taraji Jones, and I kind of figured if Lexi reached, so either Coach Owen would come out and talk to her pitcher, but the infield's doing it for her. That is the third hit of the inning, cupped with two other walks and one error, and there you go. That's what leads to big innings. But, like you said, there's growing pains, and, you
Absolutely.
Know, a year or so from now, they're going to be doing this to other teams.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to stay the course, and they're going to get better.
Well, they've already gotten better since.
Better, you know, and better, I should say.
Right.
Just, you know.
I mean, I tell you what, they held their own a lot in the county tournament. And I'm just being honest. Thorsby has always had a very good softball program. And when you're in an area with Chillsburg and Thorsby, it's tough. Still two outs. Have been for a while. It's been a long inning for the Lady Tigers of Comer out in the field. And Taraji Jones takes the ball one.
Thorsby was very good last year, and they played B.B. Comer a couple of weeks ago up here and hit the ball very, very well.
And that is going to do it for the pop-out on the infield there for out number three. I was looking at my phone. My mom was calling, and that's – lately has been the norm. But we'll go to the bottom of the second inning. B.B. Comer coming to bat, and they get their bats going, and everything will just be fine. They trail 7-0 right now to the Lady Tigers of Chillsburg.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow.
Great. Now we have a cow in our kitchen. Why did you say that?
Because I don't know what coverage to choose.
So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg. Call Ron at 256-378-6631.
Go to work in the bottom of the second inning, and Jay Lander's still on the mound for Coach Cam Mazzell, and she gives outside to Lacey Liner. Ball one. It'll be Liner, Cody Curtis, and Sydney Cusper here in the second inning. That one misses in the dirt. 2-0. You know, I'll tell you one thing about these Lady Tigers of Comer, and this is a young pitcher that Coach Mazzell has on the mound for him in Jade Landers. You get, you know, it's 3-0 here. You get a couple of walks. You get a hit. You get a mishap. And all of a sudden, you get three or four runs back, and you're back in the ballgame. So don't – and you're right in the heart of their order, 4, 5, and 6 coming up here in the second inning. There's a strike, 3-1.
Got to put the ball in play.
Yeah.
When they got to put it in play, they got to hit it. Chillsburg's got it. You got to force Chillsburg to field the ball.
And they did that in the first inning.
That's right.
Think about it. You know, there's a walk. They walked in the first inning, got thrown out at second trying to steal, but then they fly it out and ground it out. So let's see what they do here. I don't think they'll have Lexi running, maybe. But And they trail 7-0 to Childersburg here in the bottom of the second inning. Here is Cody Curtis. That looked to be a little outside, but Landers got the call, 0-1.
You know, we talked about it. She's hitting spot.
Little looper foul inside the dugout or in between the dugout and first base, and Shakira Harrison puts that away for out number one. I think that one just kind of went off the end of the bat for Cody Curtis there.
She running inside a little bit, and I think Cody might have got fooled by it a little bit. Wasn't expecting it to come in on her hands.
Here's Sydney Cosper with one out and a runner at first. One's a little low, 1-0.
Looks like she's throwing she's trying to throw a screwball that's it's coming, it's tailing back in. If you watch the spin on it when she's letting it go.
Swing and a miss by Sydney. And is that Cooper or Cosper?
It's Cooper.
Thank you. I said Cosper. I'm glad that Steve corrected me on that. Thank y'all. I want to make sure that I get her name right. And
that's a good pitch.
So, Sydney Cooper, thank y'all for helping me out on that. She's behind in the count 1-2 here.
Chilsburg's pitch, she's moving the ball well. Wherever they're – I mean, she's hitting the spot. They're moving it in and out really well on the Lady Tigers from Comer, and they're having a hard time adjusting to the pitch. If you watch this backdoor, this screwball she's got is coming in on her hands and it's catching it on the bottom side of the barrel.
That one fouled away at the plate. We'll do it again, 2-2, one out. Runner at first is Lacey Liner. Sydney Cooper at the plate. Barring a double play, Madison Hall will hit next. There's a swing and a miss by Cooper, and that's the first strikeout of the game for Jade Landers. That'll bring up Madison Hall. Two outs now. Lacey Liner still at first. She got a walk to lead this inning off, and so far she's been stranded there. And that one bounces up there. Nice job by Lexi Smith to stop that thing up. 7-0 right now. Childersburg in the lead of B.B. Comer. That's cross there, 1-1. And area play is just so different because, you think about it, you probably play 25 or 30 games a year, and that was foul back in the screen, but in this area, there's only four games that really count for you. I mean, if you think about it, you're going to play your area opponents twice. There's only three teams in this area. So if you start off with a loss, you're really behind the eight ball.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a lot of difference between a three-team area and a four-team area.
That's correct. Plus, on top of that, you really – the bigger part of it is you're playing for a seed because you'll have that the number one team, mm-hmm. the number one will get a bye in their area tournament.
Yep.
And that's one less game that they've got to play than the other two.
There's a swing and a miss and another strikeout of Madison Hall. So two strikeouts in the inning. They walk one and leave one, does B.B. Comer. We'll go to the third inning. Childersburg on top 7-0. You're listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union B.B. Comer Sports Network.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sara Automotive, proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
At Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga, physical therapist Tom Malone is dedicated to helping you recover and get back to work faster. Whether you're dealing with back pain, a sports injury, or need help restoring movement, Todd and his team provide personalized care to meet your needs. Whatever your challenge, Star can solve it all. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like Star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back to B.B. Comer Lady Tiger Softball here at the new field here. I say new. It's a year so old, but it's new to me. This is a beautiful place. And coming to the plate for Childersburg in the third inning is going to be Shakira Harrison. And she, I think that was a strike on the first pitch. She fouls that one back in the screen. I think it's 0-2. Could be 1-1, but I'm not sure what he called on that first pitch. As Chloe's still on the mound for Coach Elwood. I understand you're playing softball this Saturday.
Gadsden, yes.
Yeah. There's a swing and a miss. They'll have to throw Shakira out at first base.
We'll play at 10 a.m.
And I know that if you're not playing up there at 5 p.m., you're gonna be somewhere in front of a TV.
Actually, we're taking our dish tailgater and the TV and the generator and all the fans, so we're planning on being there all day. So
I hear you.
Yeah.
That'll bring up Giovanna Guerrero, who walked and scored her first time, and she takes strike one. It'll be Guerrero and then Marbury, and then if you get to her, back to the top of the order and Madison Brooks again. Outside, 1-1. Just a few minutes after 6 o'clock after this batter, I'll get us a station ID. That one's low, 2-1. As we get ready for the final four. It's going to be Saturday at Pitches Cross. There's a nice pitch by Chloe, 2-2.
Chloe's giving up, what, 3 hits or 2?
I think it's 3.
Just 3?
Yep. Outside, and it's 3-2 now on Guerrero, the 8th lady in the order. Three-two pitch, grounded foul. She stayed alive.
Just got a piece of that one.
Yeah, just barely. This area contest today. Lots of area play everywhere. That one's high and away, and Guerrero will get a walk. She walked 2 times now. That'll bring up Marbury, who walked and scored her last time. She's a small player and kind of hard to throw to at times. I'll tell you, I'll do it right after this pitch here, as it's after 6 o'clock, and she gets a base hit to left field. Guerrero will round second. She will go to third, and that'll allow Marbury to go to second base. Real quick, I'll get an ID. We'll be right back.
KX 100.3 is WYEA Sylacauga Childersburg and WSGN HD3 Stuartville, home of the Childersburg Tigers on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Madison Brooks coming to the plate now with runners at second and third. It was a nice job of base running by both of those players there on that last play. So you got Guerrero at third, Marbury at second, and Madison Brooks pops one up. Don't know if anybody will ever get to it. They won't. It'll fall in front of the left fielder. Going to third, they got a chance, and I think they get her out. They do. They throw Marbury out at third base from left field, so Madison Brooks gets a hit, scores a run, but Comer does throw out the lead runner at third. Score that 7-5 in your book. And that's out number two here in the third inning. It is now 8-0 in favor of Chillsburg. And here's Kelsey Kelly, not out of the woods yet. That one inside, 1-0. So what do you think Auburn's chances are in the Final Four, Chris?
We have got, Auburn has got to take advantage of free throws.
Oh, shit.
I mean, they're free for a reason.
Our big men are terrible from the line. I mean, Dylan Cardwell, I could drop kick him.
I'd foul him every time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the Shaq attack mentality. But
Broom has not been bad all year till we got to crunch time.
And now he's good if he's 50%. I mean, he can't hit two in a row, but I'm like
he
you,
shot better the other day after he hurt his arm than he shot the past four ball games.
Well, I just believe we're due for a good game against Florida. There's a strike, and it's 3-1 on Kelsey Kelly. I think Florida has – the last couple games, Florida has really kind of lived by the – you know, they were just a nail away from the coffin being shut. So, I don't know. There's a outside pitch to Kelsey Kelly, so she will go down to first base.
It's hard to beat a team in basketball twice.
Yeah.
Especially when you've only played Florida one time in the regular season, just like Tennessee and Auburn. Tennessee wound up beating us in the SEC tournament. We beat Alabama at home. They come to our house and beat us. It's hard to do that twice in basketball because of film study.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to have a pitching change. Coach Owen has made the call to the bullpen, so we'll step aside and we'll see where she decides to go right after this. You are listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Tiger Sports Network.
For 50 years now, Van Zandt Hardware has served our community with the best products at affordable prices and the best customer service anywhere in the region. Whether you're a home builder, contractor, roofer, or just the typical homeowner wanting to take care of that weekend project, Van Zandt Hardware is easy to find on Highway 280 in Sylacauga with options for every handyman or woman. Go from good to great with Van Zandt Hardware in Sylacauga.
Getting your car repaired can be a hassle, especially if you don't know where to turn. Hey, it's Michael Brannon for Toyota of Sylacauga. Recently, I had my car worked on and it was rough. Back and forth with the mechanic, no customer service. It was truly awful. Then I talked to Chris Kane at Toyota of Sylacauga and he told me regardless of the make or model, they can take the right steps in getting my car repaired. From engine rebuilds to basic oil changes, Toyota of Sylacauga's resources allow them to point you in the right direction when it comes to servicing your car in a timely manner. Experience the difference at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Tell me who that is on the mound now, Chris. Is that
Cody Curtis?
That's what I thought. And so I believe serves one up to Alicia McKinney, who
88 catching for Comer now.
Yeah, I believe.
That should be. I believe that's who that is catching. Yes, Natalie Price.
So Alicia McKinney up there, and she grounds one foul down past her coach down the third baseline. And you got Kelsey Kelly at first, Madison Brooks at second, and an 8-0 Childersburg lead. Pops one up down that left field line.
Good play.
Nice running catch. I tell you what, that's well done out there by Nima Holly out there in left field. So that'll do it for Childersburg. They get one more, though, and they lead B.B. Comer by a score of 8-0. We'll go to the bottom of the third inning. You're listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union B.B. Comer Sports Network.
Recovering from surgery? Transform your recovery journey at Sylacauga Health and Rehab, where they make sure every day is a step forward. Their expert team offers physical, occupational, and speech therapies in an environment designed to nurture and inspire. At Sylacauga Health and Rehab, they don't just care for you, they care about you. Sylacauga Health and Rehab, where healing meets comfort. Proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
Rudd's Car Wash is located next to Curtis & Son Funeral Home in Sylacauga. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. It's the best wash and value anywhere in the Coosa Valley. Rudd's Laundromat gives you options for professional laundry care. Purchase detergents or bring your favorites. Folding is also available from Rudd's excellent staff. Call 256-245-5936.
Welcome back to B.B. Comer Softball here at the new field. And Jay Landers will still remain on the mound in the bottom of the third inning for Coach Mazzell and Childersburg. And she starts. Is this Chloe up there? I believe it is, isn't it?
14.
No, this is going to be, I believe that's number 14. I believe that's going to be Tyler. Yeah, Tyler at the plate. Chloe's not going to bat. That one missing as well, 2-0. So it'll be Tyler and then Hall, and then we'll go back to the top of the order in Georgia Yoder.
You know, the Comer Lady Tigers haven't even turned their order over yet.
No, and, you know, Landers has done a good job. She gets her to foul one back in the screen. As you mentioned before, she's mixing up her pitches. She's hitting the inside corner. She's hitting the outside corner. So she's doing a good job right now for Childersburg. But like you mentioned, only two strikeouts for the Lady Tigers at Beaming Comer. So they're putting the ball in play just like they did there. And there's a base hit in the center field. That is their first hit of the game. And we'll bring up Mackenzie Hall.
I guess we put the jinx on Childersburg's pitcher that time, talking about she don't count her two strikeouts like they do if talking about people shooting perfect and foul shots. As soon as the announcer say something, they miss one. She just gave up a hit.
Yeah.
That was a good swing.
This is Mackenzie Hall. And I don't know what Coach Mazzell is talking about.
I'm wondering.
It has something to
Coach
do with
Owens,
a switch.
Yes. I'm wondering, did she when she double switched, put her into the game with the umpires? What I'm wondering. Did he not get it?
I'm wondering if she may be batted out of order. Not sure. We'll let them decide. But it would be a shame here that you get your first hit of the game if something is reversed.
I think they failed to report a sub.
Yeah. So to be honest with you, I don't know what the penalty for that is. I know if you bat out of turn, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's being explained again to Coach Mazzell. So obviously, whatever Coach Owen did is okay.
I didn't see her make a double switch. I knew she pulled the catcher, went in, and Cody went to the mound. So.
Well, her pitcher was not batting. Chloe was being batted for.
That's right.
So there's just going to be a question as to where who was batting for who. We'll get it straightened out as they're talking with the umpires now, both of them. But nevertheless, here at this area game, and of course, if Childersburg and Thorsby meet up, I don't think they played yet. That'll be next week. So most of these teams, too, Chris, were very rusty. Coach Mazzell told me that they went over to Clay Central this last weekend and played three games and was very rusty because they didn't do anything in spring break, you know, practice once or twice, but they didn't play. And got a stoppage in play to try to figure out what's going on.
I don't know exactly, but I think if they failed to report her in, that's going to be considered batting out of order. I believe. I'm not sure.
So now they're through talking to Coach Mazzell of Childersburg, and they'll go and talk to Jessica Owen, and we'll see if Tyler stays on base or not.
They're taking an awful long time to discuss it.
Yeah.
To
for neither one of them to understand it. Apparently, I don't know.
Now, I'll be honest with you. You gotta think somebody down there in that Chillsburg dugout too, who is keeping the book, knows what they're doing.
Tim LaTask is keeping. Mm-hmm. Tim LaTask keeps the book for Chillsburg.
And knowing him a long time. So they're deciding on what to do, and I'll remind you. Let me remind you of two things that are happening this next couple of days. First of all, tomorrow from 10 until 12, there will be a grand opening, ribbon cutting out at 280 Power Equipment. That's out there next to Cabinets Feed, and that's right there off 280. Just some wonderful people, and you need to come by and see them. I'll be there. If you want to come by and check out some of the things I'll have and check out their things, and a ribbon cutting at 11, that'll be tomorrow from 10 until 12 out there. And then, of course, as I mentioned, Saturday at 5 o'clock, 5:10 tip for the first game of the Final Four will be right here on Kicks 100.3. If you're out and about and for whatever reason and you can't watch the game on the TV, you can listen to Andy Burcham and his crew. And because I'll tell you, the only thing about us getting to the NCAA tournaments, we're not able to stream. They don't allow you to do streaming in any kind of bowl game or NCAA tournament, anything that is sanctioned by the NCAA as far as like a playoff or something. It will be on the radio on Kicks 100.3, but we will not be. You won't be able to pick it up on our Radio Alabama app. Now, I'm kind of like Chris. Whatever the decision is about to be, we've been stopped here for about 10 minutes now, and ready to get back to play. Is this?
I was afraid that was going to happen.
Yep. And this now there will be one out on the. On the board for B.B. Comer.
I do not believe Coach Owen liked that explanation. But you had to know with the amount of time and discussion he was coming on when he called the other umpire in there that it was not going to go and it was
right.
That was going to be the inevitable outcome.
And I'll tell you this, too. It's a shame because that was B.B. Comer's first hit of the ball game. So now we'll go to, I believe this is going to be, is this Tyler? Batting
number
it is,
nine.
Yeah. No, this is McKenzie or Madison Hall. I'll get it. Is it McKenzie? I'll get him right in a minute. Y'all got to help me out now.
You know, we did the county tournament. They just put Hall on there. We had to ask Coach Curtis.
Well, we thought Jessica had made a mistake by putting two of them on there. They're not. First of all, are they twins?
Yes, I believe so. Right?
Are they twins? McKenzie.
That's what we asked because we did not know.
Okay.
Because Robbie Waldrop said, yes, they're twins. I mean, you were like, okay.
And McKenzie's in the hole at 1-2 now. She fouled one back in the screen. So there's one out now, nobody on. And the bad part about that is you got the top of the order coming up here next. There's a called strike three. So. Two are out now. Here in the third inning, that'll bring up Georgia Yoder. So, Lander's doing her duty. She's give up one hit. Now she's at the top of the order. Ground ball down to third to Raji Jones. Sends it across the infield to Shakira Harrison. You score that 5-3 in your book, and that's out number three here in the third inning. B.B. Comer gets a hit, but it goes for naught. And they trail Childersburg by a score of 7-0. You're listening to it on the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union B.B. Comer Sports Network.
Your dream home is closer than you think. Atkinson Homes offers the best in energy-efficient homes with options from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier. Choose from 3, 4, or 5 bedrooms, or explore our tiny homes for your big lifestyle. Atkinson Homes handles everything, from delivery and setup to air and heat pump installation. Financing is available for home loans, FHA loans, VA loans, and land and home together. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 across from Cadence Bank in Childersburg.
As we celebrate 75 years of service, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to everyone who has helped shape Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. From our dedicated board and staff to our loyal members and supportive communities, we are honored to be part of your financial journey. Together, we're building a future where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Childersburg High's home for Friday nights and Auburn University's home on Saturdays. This is Coach Hugh Freeze, and you're locked into Hit Kicking Country, Kicks 100.3.
Welcome back to B.B. Comer's softball field. Childersburg and B.B. Comer 8-0. Lady Tigers of Childersburg in the lead. And stepping up to the plate for the third time is going to be, I believe this is Deanna Swain. Up there. Ground ball to short. Eat up there and a high throw. It gets away, and staying at first is going to be Swain. So the leadoff person on for the 3 out of 4 innings. Top of the fourth, and now you'll see Lexi Smith. Lexi has singled and flied out to first base in foul territory, and there goes a runner down to second, and the throw not in time. As Curtis is now in the circle, so you don't have your catcher back there that you normally have throwing down to second base. It's Price back there, and she made a good throw. It was just a hair late. Oh, sorry, didn't have you on, Chris.
Another good swing.
Yeah, there's another just belted hit out in the left field by Lexi Smith. She rounds second. Thought about going to third, but she didn't get there. So another run scores, and it's now 9-0 on the double by Lexi Smith. That'll bring up Taraji Jones. Taraji's 0 for 2. She's flied out to first base herself, and also she has struck out. That's a good pitch by Cody Curtis. As swings and misses. Strike one. Another strike, 0-2. One and two now on to Roger Jones. Shakira Harrison waits next, and she has struck out twice. No, she wants to get back up there. That one gets away from the catcher, no advancement on the runner. And it's 2-2. Full shade now on the old ballpark here, and such a good looking place. It's a good looking field, isn't it?
Yeah, very.
That one bounces up there, and it's 3-2. I know Cody don't want to lose her. She was ahead in the count 0-2, and now she's run it full. There's a ground ball foul down the third base side. So we'll do it again. Nobody out. It is 9-0 Childersburg as we play in the top of the fourth inning. Childersburg got 1 in the first, 6 in the second, 1 in the third, and here 1 here in the fourth, and they're not done. So that one's high, and Taraji Jones will get a walk.
Taraji's walked twice.
No, she was 0 for 2
oh.
going into that. Now she get a walk, and now here's Shakira Harrison, who has struck out twice, and that's not like her. She normally puts, like you said, she puts bat on the ball. She doesn't cheat herself much.
No.
That one's high and out of the zone, 1-0. Another swing and a miss. The ball gets away. They got a chance to get her at third, and I think they dropped the ball or they would have had her.
That's a good throw.
Yeah, it was. And now Shakira Harrison is even up to count 1-1 with runners at second and third. Nobody out. Top of the fourth inning. Good cut, but she fouled it back into the screen. Wind blowing from right field to left field, pretty stiff right now as they have lit the candles here. That one bounces up there, and it's 2-2. Outfield playing pretty deep. Two runners on, nobody out here.
Nice pitch.
And he called it a strike. I didn't think he was going to, and kind of a delayed call there, and he gets Shakira Harrison looking. That'll bring up Giovanna Guerrero, who has walked twice and scored twice. And she takes ball one. Just at this point in time to this batter here, you got to throw strikes and force her to swing the bat. I mean, she's walked twice, and you got – you know, you want to get out of the inning. You start her off with two balls. I know Cody's trying hard. Let's see if she can get a strike here.
She needs an out.
That one is high and is 3-0. And as I mentioned, you know, you got Dekaya Marbury, who spanked one down the left field line her last time, and then you go back to Maddie Brooks. That's a strike, 3-1.
That was a good pitch on the inside part of the plate.
That's high, and Giovanna Guerrero gets a walk to first, and that will bring up Dekaya Marbury. Be careful here, as she's got great speed. Bases loaded. 9-0 lead, and they're threatening for more with one out. Grounded to second. Booted there. Two runs are going to score. And now runners at first and second. It's now 11-0. And Maddie Brooks will come to the plate. Maddie has singled twice and walked. She scored two runs. She takes ball one. One in the first, six in the second, one in the third, and now three here in the fourth so far.
Chilsburg's very disciplined at the plate.
The 1-0 pitch turns outside, 2-0.
You know, some teams you get a big 11, a double-digit lead, you just start swinging.
Yeah.
They're very disciplined in their batting.
And she belts one out into right field. This should score. At least it will score Guerrero. Going to third will be Dekaya Marbury. And Maddie Brooks is 3-for-3. It's now 12-0. Still only one out in the inning for Kelsey Kelly. Kelsey has reached on an error and scored. She's also struck out, and she also walked. Taking second on the play is Maddie Brooks, 1-0 now to Kelsey Kelly with runners at second and third. I think that one might have slipped out of Cody's hand there. It's 2-0. You know, with the underhand pitch, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
That one got away a little bit high, and it's now 3-0. I've seen a lot of very good pitchers, and like I say, even at the college level, every now and then they'll turn one loose, and it, you know, it's going to go straight in the dirt. That one's high, and Chillsburg will send the ninth lady of this inning to the plate. That'll be Alicia McKinney.
She's had a very good day at the plate.
Yeah, she's gotten out twice, but she, like you mentioned, she's put the bat on the ball hard every time. And she pops one up. I don't think anybody's going to get to it. They won't. They'll try to throw Brooks out at third a little late, but only one run scored as the ball dropped into center field, and now the bases are still loaded.
That's Alicia's third hit, right? She hit the bottom of the fence?
Second, yeah. She got out the other two times, but you're right. She's hit it all four times. It's now 13-0 with Deanna Swain up there. She swings, fouls one off, 0-1. She is the 10th batter of the inning.
That was a grand slam cut right there too, David.
I tell you, she can pop one as well. If I'm not mistaken, she one of the players that Coach Camazel had came from TC. And there's a little ground squibber. They'll never throw anybody out. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't think if you come up clean with it, you're not throwing anybody out.
No, that was as good as a bullet. That's probably mean.
Yep.
They're not getting any, but that was. You couldn't have bunted it any better if you were intentionally trying to bunt the ball to third base.
She hit it as hard as she could, and it, like you said, it was like a bunt.
Yep.
A lot of spin on the ball. Now 14-0, and here comes Lexi Smith, who drilled one down the left field line her last time. Stakes low, ball one. Bounces up there, 2-0.
I believe Cody Curtis is the ninth grader for Coach Owen and Coach Curtis.
I'm telling you, in a couple of years, you're not going to want to play this much. Two balls and no strikes to Lexi Smith. Now 3-0, and the 3-0 pitch to Lexi. Hit her in the helmet. That's why you wear those things.
That's why they got a face mask on, too.
That's right. So another run will score in the form of Kelsey Kelly. That'll send McKinney to third. That'll send Swain to second.
Number 15's coming to run.
Yeah, I'm not sure 19. Who that is. I'll try to check that in a minute.
Is that is that the Giles?
I think it is. And it's now 15-0, and it's ball one to Taraji Jones. Taraji has struck out, flied out in foul territory at first, and she's also walked and scored. Strips that one foul. 1-1. Still only one out in the inning, and it's been a while since B.B. Comer got an out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now eight batters have come to the plate since they've gotten an out. They need one badly here. Infield in. That one's high, 2-1.
B.B. Comer has just turned their lineup over, what, one time? And Chilsenberg is working on
four.
Four.
They're in their fourth at bat. That one ripped foul down the left field line, 2-2. As you can hear the wind in our microphone out here, I put a microphone outside the window here because to get the crowd noise and to get a little bit of the bat on the ball and stuff. But you can hear that wind whipping too. It's going pretty well now, probably say 12 to 15 miles an hour. That one bounces up there and she's run it full to Raji Jones.
And nowhere to put her.
No. And you know Coach Mazzell, he's not going to run, you know, he's going to run one base at a time right here. That bounces up there. And
he's subbing.
So another run will score, and it is now 16-0, and we're going to get Chloe's going to go back into the game. Chloe Smith is pitcher. I'm sure they'll let her have a warm-up or two. I'm not sure since she's re-entering, but
Childersburg High's home for Friday nights and Auburn University's home on Saturdays. This is Coach Hugh Freeze, and you're locked into Hit Kicking Country Kicks 100.3.
I'm glad Coach Freeze could stop by and talk to us as they're going through spring training right now. Hey, who? I tell you, they say Jackson Arnold's looking good throwing the ball, but you got somebody pushing him well at a five-star coming in. I think Auburn football will be better than people think they will be.
Did he come on campus to start winter? Five-star he did get on campus?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if he was coming in the fall or if he was coming in after Christmas.
Yeah, and I tell you, he's a special athlete, I'll tell you that. But to me, they've still got to get some holes filled in the offensive line. And to be honest with you, I think in the last 3 years at Auburn, we've had one of the best running backs that was probably not utilized as much as he could have been. Not to say that, Jarquez Hunter wasn't used, but he was good. And you got to have somebody step up in that role. Defensively, we're going to have to get better at linebacker. I think our secondary and our defensive line will be good. But, you know, a lot of questions coming into next year, and as there are every year. But I tell you what, this transfer portal has made it so easy for teams to get good now. That's the thing about it. You know, I mean, you know, we're sitting here talking about this B.B. Comer softball team. They will be good. And, I mean, they're getting better, but as far as really being good – a year maybe so down the road, they're going, you know, you're not going to want to play them. But in college athletics now, you can go get the transfer portal and get a lot of NIL money, and you can be good right now.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't have to wait anymore.
No. You just got to sell your program and the NIL deal like you're talking about.
Yep.
Skill positions on the outsides for Auburn are not the issue. We need the quarterback,
right,
and protection of the quarterback is.
Yeah, we definitely need the protection. Bases loaded now for I believe he's going to substitute. I'm not sure who this is up there. I'll get a name for us here in just a moment. But only one out as Chloe has come back into the game to pitch. There's a strike. Should be. Yep. 1-1.
The receivers that Auburn has on campus are as good as anybody's in the country.
No doubt about it. The question now is, can you make all of them happy and keep them there?
Well, that was when the kid from Oklahoma came in, and you just recruited the five star to come in. He flipped from Notre Dame to Auburn. He's not coming to Auburn to sit.
No, I mean, you know, and the biggest part is not just the transfer, but who can pay you the more money? You know, I hate to say it, but I mean, this you need an agent in college now.
If he doesn't start, he won't be there next year.
That's fouled away, 2-2.
Go back to the Final Four in basketball with Coach Pearl and Auburn. He's worked the transfer portal really well for Auburn basketball too.
They're going to get an out at third, and after the hit, that was just a hit that just, I mean, the infield was in. There was nothing you could do about it. And now the score 17-0. And I'm not sure. I know it's 10-run rule after five, but is there a certain after four or three?
I want to say it's 15, but I may be wrong. Is it 12 or 15?
I know it is 15 after three, but I'm wondering if it's that way in area play. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure about area play because it's different.
I think this is Brianna Swain coming to the plate now for Childersburg, I do believe.
Nice pitch by Chloe.
So two are out now. That one's outside, 1-1. One and two now. It's Comer trying to get out of the inning.
This is 12 or 13th batter for this inning.
Yeah, I just stopped keeping on my book because I didn't have their names. Coach Mazzell gave me his starting lineup, but now he's gotten into his bench play, and rightfully so. I mean,
that's right.
Getting these girls a chance. Good cut by Swain there. Fouled it away. 1-2 still. Coach Curtis, talking about him. He does work here at the school, doesn't he?
I believe he does. I believe he just started.
And he's quite an asset to your daughter.
Yes, he absolutely is.
That one bounces up there. 2-2. Nice stop by Cody behind the plate. She's going back behind the plate now.
That's actually the third baseman. Cody, I think, went to short.
Did she?
And I think the third baseman came in to catch.
No, I think you're right.
Is that not right? Cody's at third, and the third baseman is catching, I believe. Yeah. Sydney's catching, Sydney. Correct?
Yeah, Sydney Cooper is catching. She's made a couple of really good plays back there.
Coach Owen and Coach Curtis, they have a great set of parents behind them, too. I mean, they got a gentleman that drives their bus, and these coaches can't do it without good parent support, even in high school.
That's right.
They got to have them. I mean, Tim LaTask, he works for the city of Sylacauga.
Oh, yeah.
He was there raking fields during the county tournament for Cam, and Jessica's parents work, and they both have good support, Cass. That's a good hit.
There's a hit by Marbury, and they'll run one base at a time. It's now 18-0. And these are the times that you kind of fold your hands and you put them over your heart and you say, come on, let's get this last out, because they're trying, they're working hard, and they're going to get better. There's a swing and a miss by Childersburg, 0-1. It just it's been a long, long inning for the Lady Tigers of Comer out in the field. It's a high fly ball out into right field. Can anybody get to it? It won't. It's now 19 to nothing.
And Gillsburg's continuing to put the bat on the ball.
Yeah, I mean, these are young players that are up there.
That's right.
Getting walks and hitting, and another one coming up there now, I do believe.
That's a good swing.
Yep.
That's number six.
Yeah, I see. Another young player gets a hit to right field and just continues. And he's emptied his bench. He's at the top of his order. And I mean, he's emptied his bench now. I think this is Elation McKinney coming up there. He batted for Matty Brooks and Kelsey Kelly. And is that a ball? Or yeah. Is that? Okay, I know what happened. They stepped off the base.
Get third out.
And got called out. So that'll do it for Childersburg. They now lead it 20 to nothing. We'll step aside and take another timeout. B.B. Comer will come to bat in the bottom of the fourth inning when we come back. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Looking for your keys to a new home? Atkinson Homes in Childersburg has exactly what you need. Choose from energy-efficient 3, 4, or 5-bedroom homes by Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier, or explore our tiny homes for your big lifestyle. Enjoy Atkinson Homes' top-notch service with our full-time, on-site maintenance technician. Plus, every home comes with a 1-year warranty and brand-new name-brand appliances. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 across from Cadence Bank in Childersburg.
Worried about pests invading your space? Protect your home or business with the experts at Alabama Termite and Pest Control. For over 4 years, we've been voted the best pest control in the Coosa Valley. From rodents to termites, bugs to wasps to hornets, we've got you covered. Choose from monthly, bi-monthly, or quarterly services customized to fit your needs. Call Christy, Tony, Eddie, John, or Jeremy at 256-378-6903 or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg, serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties.
Welcome back to the Tiger Sports Network. B.B. Comer will come to the plate now with Kylie Harrison. And in four innings, they only have one hit. And, you know, that one hit got taken off the base pads and kind of took the life out of this Lady Tiger team a little bit. Let's see if they can get a new little life here as they'll face Jade Landers for the fourth inning. Childersburg way ahead, 20 to nothing. Ball one to Harrison. 2, 3, and 4 here, so it'll be Harrison, Holly, and Liner.
I believe Comer's had the leadoff batter on every inning, hadn't he?
They have. You are absolutely correct. Well, 2 by walks and 1 by a hit of last inning. 2-0 here to Harrison.
Good swing.
Is just foul. I mean, that thing was down the right field line, and you it's one of those where you lean, you want it to stay in, and it just went foul by about a foot and a half. That would have been at least 2 for Kylie. Hillsburg got a lot of young players out there on the field now. Ground ball down there to Shakira Harrison. Now, Shakira's the only, and believe this or not, she's the only senior on this Hillsburg team.
Wow.
And they got a lot to look forward to, too. She puts out Harrison, and that'll bring up Nima Holly. Nima made a nice running catch a couple of innings ago out there in foul territory out in left field. She wraps one down to second, and they'll never get her out, I don't think. It was bobbled by Brianna one time, and that's all it took for Nima to get on base.
When you know, when we played in the county tournament, she was out sick with the flu. Yeah. Remember, she was the they had to adjust the lineup and that kind of stuff for a week and a half without her being there.
But they did,
and they played well.
Yeah,
no, absolutely. They did. Absolutely did.
There's a swing and a miss by Liner, 0-1.
you know, we faced Comer faced Maddie in the county tournament.
Yeah.
And it was 2-1 going into the fifth inning. Childersburg's way.
Yeah.
But the difference was the lack of walks and the errors. There wasn't any there.
The 0-2 pitch to Liner is low, 1-2. Line drive right at the shortstop. I think they're going to get two as Nima was just off first base, and you can't – there's nothing you can do about that. And
that is the ball game.
And I think
that's the ball
that's
game.
Going to be the ball game. Yep, Childersburg is going to win this one. Going away. Chris, I appreciate you being here
with
me.
I appreciate it.
And appreciate Childersburg always at First Baptist Childersburg joining us here. And, of course, Coop being with us. We'll head back down to Fayetteville now on the Fayetteville Sports app and see how the Wolves are doing in baseball until our next broadcast. I hope you have a great day tomorrow, a great weekend. Listen to the Final Four here, and we'll see you next time on another high school game of the week.
You've been listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Insurance Agent Ron Carroll, Ineos USA, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, First Baptist Childersburg, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Furniture Masters, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Childersburg Parks and Recreation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.